morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. Good morning. It's Thursday already. How you doing on this fine Thursday? July 16th. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every single day. And in the studio with me, I have asked Harry, my beloved, to come and co-host with me today as we walk through some of the headlines. And today is a day that we want to interact with you, our listener. We want to do a check-in and see how you're doing, because there is so much going on. And again, in an effort to stay positive, stay encouraged and filled with hope, that's my plan. But I really have got this sense that there's so many things going on in so many different areas. I just really wanted to have a show today to kind of get through the minutiae of all the information and do a check-in with you. You know, a few days ago, I said that I wanted to send a letter to Oregon Health Authority to their media. I actually got their media phone number and their email and kind of get some clarifications on their numbers. And since then, and since I asked the questions, I have heard back, and I'm going to report to you on that. But also, there's some other news coming out in different areas. It's like popcorn in different states, things happening, questioning the numbers, right? Because all of a sudden, there's this huge increase, and all of a sudden, everybody's wanting to hamper down and close things down. And I heard rumor this week, I saw on social media and some chatter that even here in our state of Oregon, imagine this, that there would be a conference call with the Governor Brown trying to get the Chamber of Commerce to get everybody in line. They better follow her new mandates, or guess what? I'm going to shut her down again. Mm. And I think people are it's like feeding into the anxiety. And so we want to kind of get to the bottom of some of this. And I want to encourage each of us not to stop questioning, not to stop thinking critically mm-hmm. about these things. Terry, good morning. Thank you for
good
being
morning.
Here.
Really,
you
know, of course.
You look a little different this morning. I think you've aged a little bit
stop
over the last
already.
Few days. He had a birthday, and I was pretty good about not
yes.
having a birthday party for him. But our friends over at the Honky Tonk, they surprised him last night. With a little birthday party, and it was a fun time.
It was yeah. and I had a lot of folks show up, and even people that hadn't been out to honky tonks before came, and mm-hmm. and were impressed.
Well, the neat thing is, and this is what I truly appreciate about you and your perspective, and you're just a people person. And in the short time that we've been here already, just the treasures that we found, mm-hmm. and the connections, and the super cool people that
yep.
we're meeting, and even connecting with our listeners. Now, tomorrow morning, we're going to do. We invite you to come out and join us tomorrow morning. We're going to be live at David's Tent. There's a 24-hour worship time going on down at the Capitol. And I'm going to try to do our show remote, kind of live from a different place, right, outside of the studio. Now, I haven't mentioned this to our listeners yet.
Oh.
But coming up in a few weeks, we're going to do a little travel to a place
right.
called Sturgis, South Dakota. Have any of you been to Sturgis before? Have you heard about it?
I'm
well,
sure
guess what?
Yep.
I'm going to take them with you. You're going to yep. go with me yep. because we are going to operate from Sturgis, mm-hmm. South Dakota, the morning show. So this Friday, tomorrow, will be a kind of a test
on the road.
To see how we can do away from the studio, because I'm kind of comfortable here.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've gotten through the bumps and bruises of being live again and all of that, and now we get to do it on the road. So I'm really excited about that.
Technology, so, it can get you if you're not careful.
I know. So thank you, listeners, for being so patient. And so supportive. And we love getting your emails. In fact, I got an email yesterday, and this is exciting. Exciting and informative, both in that people are responding and you're telling me your stories. And I certainly appreciate that, because life is tough. It's a tough time, and we need to be together. And there's a wonderful couple out of the Eugene area. They're going to travel all the way to the studio early on Monday and tell us their story and how they're being impacted by the unemployment. Right? And I've got some information on that as well today. So we better get into some of the specifics of what's going on today. First of all, we want to do a shout out to Bill Sunderland. He's our friend.
Yes,
on Terry.
Bill, absolutely.
He's with Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. He's one of our sponsors of this show. And I really want to encourage you, friends, if you're looking and want a reevaluation of your insurance, maybe you're looking to see what I'm paying right now, is it cost savings? Maybe you're looking at your bottom line on your budget or whatever, Bill will do a complimentary analysis. He'll talk to you about whatever financial advising that you need. He's just super cool.
He's a true professional. He takes it personally. Mm-hmm. He really does. He enjoys when he can help folks or mm-hmm. or inform. He's a really a nice person first.
Yes. He's very informative. Mm-hmm. He's come on the air. In fact, I think... Oh, I'll throw this out there. I think he and his wife are traveling to Sturgis, so he might just be one of our guests when we're in Sturgis. Wow. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be great.
And wouldn't it be cool? Oh, say a prayer. Maybe we could get Governor Kristi Noem on the show.
Shut up.
We'll be in South Dakota.
That would be like
a miracle, but it would be pretty cool. I know her, but I know how busy her schedule is. It'd be cool. So we've got that to look forward to. Our weather today continuing to be a warm day today, and I want to encourage you, if you're outside, be sure to put that sunscreen on. Lots of things going on in the community as we move towards the weekend. Don't forget about the Saturday seminar at Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill with Kickin' Cancer. And it's going to be a wonderful seminar. It starts at 9. It goes from like 9 until I think like 1.
Okay.
Maybe just a few hours. I didn't look at the ending time. I just knew when to be there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be down there, and it's talking about facing fear and we've got some speakers and there'll be some vendor booths there and some information about how to face fear and how to be prepared and mm-hmm. how to help with our health and all of those kinds of things. So I think it'll be a great seminar. There's no cost to attend. And you certainly, if you haven't registered, you can register at kickincancer.org, kickin-cancer.org, or we'll take walk-ups as well. So that's going on Saturday. Of course, David's Tent through Saturday, and we'll be there tomorrow morning.
Busy
and
weekend.
Then Life Runners is doing their Cross the Country Relay. And this is a really cool thing, liferunners.org. You can sign up. Maybe you're going to walk at Mental Brown Island Park. Maybe you'll do a 5K walk or whatever. You can sign up for one of the legs, maybe representing some place in Nebraska or wherever that they don't have in those remote places, or across Las Vegas or something, you know, where it's hard to find people willing to do that. Certainly you can do that there. And then Hope Pregnancy Center right here. It's the Crisis Pregnancy Help Center for Women. They are having a virtual walk and run because of the COVID thing, and they haven't been able to do much for fundraising in the public because of that. Let's support them. Get on my team. In fact, I have a team I've started, hopeforsalem.org. So those are things that are going on in the community, and I'd certainly like to talk about what's going on in your organization, your outreach. I also want to remind you, United Way is partnering with Grocery Outlet here on Lancaster, and Grocery Outlet has selected United Way in their food program. So if you buy a $5 gift certificate from Grocery Outlet on Lancaster, they'll give that to United Way. Then you'll get a $5 coupon to use on a purchase of $25 or more groceries. I just think that's phenomenal.
There's a lot of positive things going on.
I'm glad you list them
and you call them out.
Mm-hmm.
Things, if we just focus on the good stuff, it helps take our mind off the bad stuff.
And before we dig into some of the stuff that's going to kind of call out the darkness, I thought we'd put some positive lights and things going on. And there are some things going on. And I want to play this video clip. When we start talking about numbers, and I don't know about you, it's concerning to me, because here's what I see and here's what I experience. And maybe you the same. For the most part, people go along to get along. They really don't want to rock the boat. They want to row the boat, right? No one really wants to be that person who causes trouble. No one wants to be that student in the classroom that's disruptive and gets sent out of the classroom or to the corner if you're a little kid and you're in trouble. No one really desires to be that. But when it's the nail on the chalkboard and it goes against the grain, something within us deeps, like, something ain't right here. It's that gut feeling.
They're asking so much from us, okay?
Right.
They're asking us to trust me. I know you don't understand, but this is really happening. And so we want to trust. But then with time, more and more information comes out that's false.
Right.
And it's not one thing, not two, and it's not by one source or one political party. It's everywhere, popping up. People, doctors, and they're saying, oh, whoops, our numbers are all wrong, and this is all wrong, and from Texas to Florida so after a while you're like, look, you're asking for so much, you're asking for my trust, and yet I get all this and I can't do that.
Well, there's one nice thing about the internet and one nice thing about recording like press conferences and stuff. You can go to the source and start hearing what these people are saying. And one of the things I've always questioned is, why these death numbers, how are they figuring out? Because we're hearing people say, well, they died of they already had a precondition. Mm-hmm. They already had some kind of medical condition, and they had COVID. And most of the people have been over the age of 60 that have passed away. Now, you showed me this clip, and we're going to play this right now because I want you to, and we'll share this on Facebook, too, so you can go back to it and source it with your friends and reevaluate it. But listen to this, my friends, and see what this does for you. This is a gal, a doctor out of Illinois, at a press conference when being questioned, how did they figure the death?
It's 2 months ago, I think.
Yeah, about 2 months ago. Yeah. Here we go.
People dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if... technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Is that helpful? I don't know. What do you think? I think that it brings questions in my mind as to why. Why do they need to list it as a COVID death if it's natural causes of other things? And I've seen stats and read things, even in Oregon Health Authority, that said, you know, they died on July 3rd, but on July 4th, they tested positive for COVID. How does that even work?
Right.
You know, and they died of natural causes. So this was a doctor out of Illinois at a press conference a couple months ago, and right now in the last couple days there's been some articles, you know, that what does that do for you, Terry, when you see conflicting information like this?
Well, it's the public knows, or the expected understanding is, if they say COVID deaths, we think they died from COVID. They got it affected them, they went into the hospital ICU and they passed away, and that's a horrible thing. But so that's what they're putting in our mind. They're wanting us to assume that, but then they come out with this information like, wait a minute. You know, it's like they're playing on our human nature.
Yes, and feeding the fear. Here's mm-hmm. something else that came out, and this was on the 14th. So this Tuesday, by Tyler Durden. It says, Florida health officials left COVID-19 trackers slack-jawed on Sunday when it reported more than a 15K new infections in just 24 hours on Sunday. The data would glean from the prior day, but as hospitalizations surge, questions have grown about whether the state is still trying to juke its data. Something that now infamous whistleblower alleged before she was fired, since she started her own COVID-19 data portal relying on public information. Journalists scouring the reams of daily data for discrepancies have apparently happened upon a bombshell they had been hoping for. Orlando Health Authority just confirmed that some of the data it shared over the weekend were wrong after journalists reported more than 50 labs showing 100% positive rate and are around there. One local Fox affiliate looked into the numbers, and these labs confirmed that the data was not correct.
Again, they want us to trust us.
Yes.
They trust them, and then this comes up, and it's not, again, not one source, not two. It's everywhere, and it's rampant. So we're throwing our hands up saying, you're trying to take away our going out in public based on facts.
They tried to say
facts.
The rate was 98%. It was actually 9.8%.
Huge
That's a
difference.
Huge difference. We're going to continue the conversation right here, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Join the conversation, 503-589-1220.
Give us a call.
Good Thursday morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Terry today. He's my co-host.
Nope, good morning. Sorry, I was slacking.
I got him over there looking at, probably still reading his birthday messages from the other day.
Come on, lady.
When you turn 50, everybody wants to celebrate that.
Well, I'm halfway through life.
And there
so
you go.
There's that.
We're continuing the conversation this morning and talking and questioning, putting into question these stats that we're getting. And it's interesting to look at the headlines. Finally, some journalists are doing their work, you know. I love Kaylee McEhaney. I think I said her last name right. She is a bulldog in the White House in the press office, and she's good. She's like, now do your homework.
Yes.
She'll say, okay.
Here's some questions, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, get it done over the weekend. And then she'll follow up with
intelligent questions.
She's extremely good. And it's we are trying to be conditioned right now that they're trying to condition us not to question anything and just to go along and get along and not rock the boat,
it's
but row the
mask.
Boat. It's only a mask. And this morning in the early show with Jeff Kropp, he played a very chilling, chilling audio of a video that's going all over on YouTube, helping us be kind of shaking us awake. Like, look, it's only a mask, but look what's been done in 4 months. And I've seen, it's been interesting, even on Facebook, some of our friends who are like, oh, just put the mask on. It's no big deal. You know, just you're going to help businesses out. So just put the mask on. Well, for one, you and I both have a health condition that prevents us. I mean, really, we cannot. And also a liberty condition.
That's the
thing. We have a right, a constitutional right to air. And so I want to throw these out because I think this is something that's good for our listeners. And we are taking your phone call. And I see that we've got someone on the line. This is exciting. We'll pull her up with me with our conversation here in just a minute. But a few days ago, maybe last week, I had told the listeners, our friends here, that you all that I had sent questions to the Oregon Health Authority because they had put out like 280 new cases. And I was like, okay, I see that in presumptive cases. I'm like, I really want to know. I've sent a few emails, really two or three emails and never got a response. So I called and I wish if I had been thinking, I would have recorded it. I don't know if that's illegal to record a conversation.
It varies state to state.
Yeah,
if it's
here,
a one party, you're okay.
Because it was very, very telling. There was a lot of sidestepping and dancing around. And finally we got to, well, how about if I email you? Can you get me that information? So here's my questions. Can you define for me presumptive? There's an assumption in the community that this includes exposure to someone confirmed. Is that a correct assumption? Their answer, a presumptive case is anyone who has COVID-like symptoms. Any two of the followings, cough, fever, shortness of breath, and pneumonia, and close contact with a confirmed case. Okay, and then my next question was, when did OHA stop counting confirmed cases separately from presumptive? Because one of the questions I had done on the phone was, okay, out of that 280, if they're all, say, some are confirmed and most are presumptive, do you go back and change that if the tests are negative? And the question was, they said, we don't really adjust those numbers. And I asked them over the phone, when did you stop taking, separating them out, and basically got the answer. It's too much data to deal with, to try to deal with the confirmed and the presumptive. It just got too crazy back and forth. Okay. So they said they stopped in early May, according to daily reports, around May 3rd is when they stopped separating out the presumptive or the potential with the confirmed cases. How are numbers adjusted if cases that were presumptive turn out to be negative? We don't, once a presumptive case has tested negative, then they would remain a presumptive case. What designates the presumptive case status is the combination of symptoms and close contact. A person with symptoms and close contact tests negative, they remain in the presumptive case. If a person with symptoms and close contact tests positive, then they get a confirmed case. But again, they don't define.
It's
pretty much the same. So in these new reports and this growth and whatever, a lot of that is just by presumptive exposure. And I know so many people who have been tested. I know a lot of people have been tested. Our friend Molly, you know, different people have been tested and they're negative. Even though they had symptoms, they just had a flu or a cold bug or something. It was not COVID. And therefore, but they're in the presumptive number.
Presumptive.
Any indication, here's a big one. Any indication or target when masks will no longer be mandated, is there a point of return? This is my question, because I want to know what's their goal. Remember early on, flatten the curve? Let's flatten the curve. And everybody did their part to flatten the curve. They stayed home. Well, I said, for instance, when daily numbers are under 50 in each day, is that I just threw it out there, you know. The answer to this question is you need to direct this to the governor's office. And then I asked if there was tracking by zip code, which they said there is on the weekly report. And the weekly report, I believe, comes out either on Thursdays or Fridays. And so these are questions, and I want to encourage people to do the same. Start giving your questions to the governor's office. When is there a point of return? when do we get to take the mask off?
Right.
When and start, you know, hammering the governor's office, start hammering your representative and your senator.
When can we leave the abnormal
yes.
and get back to normal?
When can we get back? What is their target? Is there a target? I think that exposes that. So these are good questions to ask. And on the line now, and we've got just about a minute yet. We'll bring her on the line and we'll continue after this. Good morning to Gail. How are you today?
Good morning. I have to admit, I called into Jeff with the same news, but in case people weren't listening, Stacey, I wanted to give it to you, too.
Okay, go for it.
There was a doctor called Dr. Tim O'Shea, S-H-E-A, who has exposed the lies and the proof that there's no way to have a test for COVID. He's been working with vaccines and his whole life with the vaccine and the immune system. I'm not very good at articulating things. Also, I wanted to say that, Dr. Tim O'Shea.
Okay, we'll look it up.
I'm on it.
Yeah, and there's lots of things that he's got on there, and this one happens to be a $500 reward for proof. $5,000 reward for proof of diagnosis. He's putting that out there.
Excellent.
Yeah, just give me proof. So that's part of what you're looking for when you're looking for his proof that there isn't.
Terry's looking.
He's
looking it up right now. And Gail, I want you to stand. We're going to go on a break here in a moment. I want you to stay on the line. I've got a couple questions for you. If you're willing to keep the conversation going, are you willing?
Yeah, I'm not very good, but I'll try.
Oh, you're doing great. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're talking about questioning the numbers. Yes, because they're using the numbers to validate the reason for us to be masked indoors and outdoors right here in Oregon. In fact, Walmart's just announced, and Sam's Club, you go into their store. Yep, you have to wear a mask no matter where you live. We'll get back into it right after this. To Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this Thursday, encouraging you to pick up your very own copy of The Best of the Willamette Valley 2020. 329 businesses voted best by you. Bestofthewillamettevalley.com. And one of the businesses that got the silver category was Black Hills Harley Davidson. Shout out to the team there.
Say Black Hills.
Or, did I say Black Hills? Oh my goodness. Salem Harley Davidson. I got Black Hills on my head because we're going to Sturgis. Salem Harley Davidson got a silver award. So excited about Mark and your team. And of course, Terry's part of that. Woohoo!
Oh,
go.
You're not biased a bit,
are you? Davidson. So, and we're both motorcycle enthusiasts, and we're so excited about going to Sturgis in a few weeks,
yeah.
Right? Yep.
Coming
that'll be
fast.
Fun. And the 80th celebration and being in the great state of South Dakota and all the great liberty that's going on
there.
No masks needed there,
that's
not
right.
Required. And so again, I want you to pick up your Best of the Willamette Valley for, and you can look in there and see Salem Harley Davidson in there. We're talking this morning, we're having a great time talking about what's happening, and you know, follow the logic here. When we talk about the numbers, and they constantly are throwing statistics, and oh my gosh, it's the numbers are increasing again, and there's like another wave that's happening, and it makes me question. And they have to justify somehow the reason why they're hampering us all down again in some way or another with the mask, controlling how many people we can have in our own backyard, our home, limited down to 10. Governor Brown has said, no social. I'm sorry I have to do this. You know, I'm really sorry, but we must get, you know, this under control. Okay, so we all want to go along to get along. We all want to be a part of the solution, correct? But if they're using falsified information to justify the action, it makes me question what's going on. Mm-hmm. What really is the motivation and what's going on? Now, all over the place, and you need to be alerted to this, there are questions on the totals and the testing. It says U.S. virus numbers now include probable cases without tests, which we talked about that right here in Oregon, the presumptive, and they're not going back and correcting those that were negative. It's all just in there. But still, when you look at the number of tests that have been positive compared to all of those have been tested, And the death rate here, it just doesn't add up. The reaction, the prevention measures are so extreme to the threat of the virus. And on the air with me today, I'm so delighted to have Gail with Terry and I this morning, part of the conversation. Gail, when you hear these numbers and you hear, you see, you know, constantly on the mainstream media, and you're seeing it through your social media, and then you start hearing your friends and peers say, oh, we just got to wear the mask because we got to get ahead of this thing. It's the nice thing to do. We don't want, in fact, even down right driving down the street, the signs say, usually it would say buckle up for safety or save a life, buckle up. It's saying wear a mask, you know, so you don't kill someone, basically. How are you processing that, Gail?
You know, I'm processing it with zero fear, but a lot of sadness for those people who are being fooled and duped. And, you know, they say wear it out of charity. The word is escaping me right now, but I feel like we need to tell people we need to not wear the mask so that we can be safe. Speaking the truth in a godly way. God gave us bodies to heal, and these masks are doing anything but helping us, helping us heal. And so I will not wear a mask because it is not truth.
Right.
And, you know, we need to know the truth.
And it's like a muzzle. It feels like, to me, it's muzzling our free expression. It's muzzling our opposition. Now, I heard, did you hear about this down? I believe it was in Medford. Maybe someone can verify and call in and tell us for sure. But I heard that there was a protest in Medford area of not wearing the mask. A bunch of people got together and they called it a protest.
50 plus people,
and they didn't social distance.
That's
and
right.
They were outside not wearing the mask, and they called it a protest. And I'm interested in finding out if anybody knows more about mm-hmm. that, but I think there's going to be a little more of this
going on.
In fact, I have a friend who is from South Dakota, and her and another friend are on an adventure to the Las Vegas area, maybe over down to California as well, to see where they can go without a mask. And kind of they're delightful women. They're retired, and they're just going to go on this adventure to see, and they're going to record it, they're going to video it, and they promise that they give me some updates on how that goes and see how far they can go with not wearing a mask, not even for a medical condition, just for civil liberties. So this is going to be an interesting time. Gail, what encouragement do you have for our listeners to stand strong right now in this time?
I think that the biggest thing that I have done to make me have peace of mind is not only knowing that God can heal our bodies, but that also if they would really, truly research these doctors, like Dr., Shiva, who is running for Senate. I mean, he's all over the immune system and what people can do. So if you type in Dr. Shiva,
mm-hmm.
He's got a wonderful video on the immune system. People are afraid. There's no reason to be afraid. And then Dr. Richard Bartlett out of Texas has found, he's been working in the emergency room clinic for, I think, 20 years, he said. I may have some of my facts a little wrong, but the basic principle is there, and he has got 100% cure rate for COVID, and that's using a nebulizer with asthma medicine.
Excellent.
That
wow.
has no side effects.
Excellent.
And so you can research Dr. Richard Bennett in Texas.
I wish this good information was getting out there.
Mm-hmm. The word I have for people is get informed and be brave.
Be brave. I love that. Be kind and be brave, right?
That's right.
And my big thing is grace and space. And I have people that are like so avid about wearing the mask, and they're disturbed and upset at me that I won't, or that I share information on my Facebook page to challenge the idea of just going along to get along. And on Monday morning, we had here on the show Dr. Pat Castle, who was trained in biochemical warfare during the 9/11 event. He was the closest to Osama bin Laden in Turkey. And so he knows, and his authority is high in regards to what we really need to do if we really wanted to stay away from a contagious warfare-like virus. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's a fear thing, and we take risk every single day. And so I encourage people to go on KSLM.news and listen to that podcast, and maybe share it on your Facebook page. And just ask people, will you review this and give me your thoughts? You know, listen to this and give me your thoughts. Because sometimes if we state our opinion, it closes them down and they don't even want to listen. They're so positioned. And it's become kind of a political thing, which is really sad. They've made it political, haven't they?
I know there's a word I can't think of. It's people, they'd rather stick with what they are saying instead of being proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the word, but it's...
They don't want... They're not open. They're positioned.
They'd be too embarrassed to be wrong. Now they have to keep pushing their... the mask thing, for instance.
What I do want to say for the Oregon Health Authority, I have seen them go back. I've watched them go back and adjust numbers after the fact and say, I'm sorry, we misreported it. You stumbled onto something even worldwide. When we talk about this, even worldwide, they're having issues with inflating the numbers. What did you find on that and when you were kind of researching the subject? You found there was a country, I don't remember if it was the UK.
It was the UK.
And they were in their reporting. They had some analysis, and maybe it was a good reporter. That's a thing, a journalist.
Well, and this, I'm just going to read it real, I won't go too deep, but this was from 21 May, and it talks about tens of thousands of coronavirus tests have been double counted, officials say. This comes from the, I'm looking for the source, The Telegraph. And what they, in a nutshell, they did two swabs. They did the nasal swab and a saliva swab on one person, but they counted that as two tests.
Oh, boy.
So it doubled the numbers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you wonder, too, you know, when we talk about even the Oregon statistics, how are they testing? Who's testing? Because down in Texas, I have a friend that we know through our Harley Davidson adventures, and she's oftentimes goes to the rallies and works at the rallies at the dealerships as well. And she's been tested. She's still been waiting 2 weeks. It's been since her test, and she still doesn't have any results, which is troubling to me because it sounds like now the tests have evolved to the point where you should know within 3 or 4 days if you're positive or not. And I'm curious if any of our listeners out there, if you have been tested, how long did it take for you to get results? Who do you know that's been struggling with COVID? That's another question a lot of people have been asking. How many people do you know in your circles that have been tested?
I've had a niece and a nephew-in-law. They were tested. They were positive. They quarantined. And this is a month ago or less, and made it through just fine.
Mm-hmm. And that was in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandmother.
And we know a lot of people.
We do. We know a lot of people all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother was tested. And then she really didn't have any symptoms. And come to find out, she is now actually, and you can keep her in your prayers if you would. She is 93 and she's in the hospital, but she's got a heart-related condition. And she tested just this last week. They're going to do it twice. But she is not positive anymore. If she was previously, we think it might have been a false negative, which is something else that they're not really tracking, false negatives. And so it's important to stay in tune of what's going on. And again, we encourage you to give us a call if you want to be a part of the conversation. 503-589-1220. We'll come back after this and we'll take your phone call. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Terry joining the conversation this morning. Thank you for that.
Hey, see you on the other side.
All right, we'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. going to be an absolute wonderful day. 67 degrees already at the KSLM studio. Going to be warm. It was warm yesterday. I love it. Summer is here. Temperature today expected to get up to 87 degrees. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Terry today, and we are talking about the numbers. It's a numbers game a little bit with what's going on, and they're justifying the need to be wearing a mask and have restricted behavior because of the threat of this disease, this pandemic of coronavirus. Now, we are looking at these numbers and we're going, it just doesn't add up. But again, I'm going to circle back around and say, you know, there are things that we can do personally to enhance our life, build up our immune system. And I know, Terry, certainly you and I, since we moved here in January, we kind of adjusted things. Well, with your birthdays and things, we've wandered off the plan a little bit, but we've adjusted how we're eating. We've built up our immune system. I know when we first got here, you had a little bit of a corona type situation, a flu bug that really knocked you down right as you were starting.
February.
Yep, when you started working. But other than that, I really believe because we've been watching and building up our immune system. And I want to encourage listeners, if you haven't, this whole CBD oil thing is new for us.
Yeah, it's new.
Where we move from, it's not really that big. We knew people that used it for health reasons, but we really didn't know much about it. But here in Oregon, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And it is a way that you can build your immune system. And we want to share with you Pro Bioscience. They have a wonderful, not only do they have hand sanitizers, but they have products that can help build your immune system and products that can help you. Like, Terry, you have a testimony about it.
Well, I take a tablet every day, a little capsule every day, and I'm not sure how that's doing, but I'll tell you what I did feel, and it was immediately, and that's whenever I used the CBD lotion or a smaller pump, and I put it on my 50 years old man disease, gout, terrible word. I don't even like to say the word, but I do suffer from it. It's kind of a family thing. And I had it on my knee, and it was freaky how fast it worked. I put it on there, I rubbed it in, and it penetrated within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel the pain deep inside my knee, but on the exterior for about an inch deep, it was gone.
Right.
It blew my mind.
So there are things that we can do to take that personal responsibility to make sure that our immune system, that we're healthy, and when we're going out and about, that we are doing our part that way. I think that sounds more responsible. And if Pro Bioscience is something you're interested in learning more about, go to pro-bioscience.com, build your immunity, get your hand sanitizer, and then share with us your testimony, like Terry just shared. We've been talking this morning about the stats and what's going on and how we can question it in a sense and continue the conversation with those around us to say, hey, not in a in their face like you're wrong and I'm right, but really, is that where what are you basing that on? Just a media by, you know, the mainstream media post?
Well, the governor's using the numbers, and the numbers affect our lives, and so we need to make sure the numbers are factual. At least feel like we did due diligence and hold them responsible to finding the truth behind the numbers.
And I again encourage each and every one of us to be asking our representatives and senators, our local state Oregon people, get a hold of them, ask them these questions. Are you still waiting, by the way, for your unemployment, or do you know someone who is? Do you have a story there? We'd like to hear the story. In fact, we've got a couple coming up all the way from Eugene on Monday morning, and they're going to share their testimony and the trials of going through and what they've been doing to try to get some solutions to waiting 16 plus weeks for unemployment, and this is affecting their livelihood. Are you being affected as well? Do you know someone in your family that is? You know, the more we tell our stories, the more we keep contacting our representatives, the more that they have to take action. They cannot ignore it. And I think that's really important, don't you?
I agree.
Yes, and I think there's ways that we can get encouraged and stay engaged and stay involved. And we talked a little bit about service. We've talked, Terry, you and I, looking for ways to be a part of the solution and connecting with our community. And I'm so excited about the David Tent thing going on in the center of the center of Salem, right in front of the Capitol, in the area of the fountain on the lawn. And we've gone by. We haven't stopped yet because I know we're going to be there tomorrow. But they have this tent, and it's 24/7 worship. And how this is working is groups are coming in from all over the state, and they have a two-hour set. Now, they may do more than one set, or they may rotate out. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for prayer, for just kind of getting a reset.
A positive influence.
And remember, there's still, every week, when we went by yesterday, there was about four people, a handful of people holding their signs, their BLM signs or whatever, up on the steps of the Capitol when there was more people on the lawn with the David Tent thing. But there's this weekend, there's more planned protests, there's more things going on. And so tomorrow morning, live at 7 a.m., we're going to try broadcasting. We're really trying. It could be interesting. Live. And if you want to join in the celebration tomorrow morning from 7 to 8 a.m. and be there as we are broadcasting live, we invite you to be a part of that.
At least ride by and sound off on your Harley.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
On your Harley, honk your horn. Hello.
No, yeah. Boom, blah, boom, blah.
Yep. Yes. Calling all Harleys.
That's right.
And so I wanted to share with you, if you have something going on, an outreach, something happening in your church, your community outreach, maybe you're doing a big giveaway or a yard sale, or you need some volunteers, you want people to join with your effort, no matter what community you're in, let me know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at kslm.news. That's how I found out about the couple from Eugene, as someone was listening
I'm
and they shared. Yes, I think that'll be awesome. And we've got some other guests, potential guests coming up down the line. I think it's going to kind of be exciting, so I can't announce that yet, but we're working on some big details. And again, it's because of you, the listener. Mm-hmm. Letting us know what you want to hear, who you want to share their story.
This is your radio station.
This is your local live mm-hmm. radio station, and we're glad to partner with you. And a shout out too. I just want to say this. You know, this radio station, the owners are phenomenal, and the people here that I'm working with, and as we're coming back to work and getting back to businesses as usual, yes. I want to do a shout out to Cynthia. Cynthia is our sales gal here, and she is just had a baby, and they're a cute little baby girl. And the other day, she put flowers on my desk and thanked me for being here and being a part of the team. And I just want to say thank her. It came out of her garden, beautiful flowers, and it just brought encouragement to me. And so I want to say thank you, Cynthia, for your kindness and your help. And it's fun to partner together, and we love to serve you. So if you have a business and you want to get your message out, you have a nonprofit organization, you want to get your message out, consider being a part of this station and getting the word out. We'd love to partner with you, and maybe we'll even have you on the radio,
that's
too.
That's fun. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Get some experience. And that's fun, too, like Terry. Like, he's becoming a co-host. You're getting all trained up.
Oh, I'm not sure how I sound, but you know.
We might have to get you over here on this side of the board producing commercials and stuff. Who knows?
That could be fun. Some sound effects, maybe.
Yes. And so we encourage you to be a part of the solution. And again, look at our website, which, by the way, we are redoing our website. I'm so excited about that. We'll be launching that in probably a few weeks, two or three weeks. It'll be more interactive and news that you can use. So I'm looking forward to that. KSLM.news, of course, we're streaming live every morning, Monday through Friday, right here, starting at 6 a.m. with Jeff Croft, then myself. And then after me, be sure to tune in today to Mike Gallagher. He's been having some awesome guests.
Yeah, great shows.
Great shows. Thank you, Terry, for joining me this morning.
You're most welcome.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Capitol Lawn, David's Tent.
On a remote.
It'll be a live remote. Looking forward to it. You have a blessed Thursday, my friend. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a blessed day.